John Barr, Portfolio Manager for the Needham Growth Fund and the Needham Aggressive Growth Fund. Two funds with fabulous five-year track records. Well, he's here and we're talking stocks. This is the Money Life Market Call. Welcome to the Market Call, the part of the show where we talk with experienced money managers about how they do their job, what they look for that informs their buys and sells, what they see happening broadly in the market now, and how they're putting it all together. And my guest, for the first time in about 9 months, is John Barr. He is portfolio manager for the Needham Growth Fund, that's N-E-E-G-X, and Needham Aggressive Growth, N-E-A-G-X. What they have in common beyond the name Needham is that their performance has been stellar. The funds have been doing great. Their sister funds, the small cap funds, have been among the tops in their peer group as well. And if you want to learn more, needhamfunds.com. But right now, you can learn more just by listening to John Barr. John, great to have you back on Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck. It's great to be back.
We always start with methodology. And of course, like I said, yours has been working. So what is it that you're doing and why is it particularly successful right about now?
Well, let's start at the top. Our mission is to create wealth for long-term investors. And we do that by investing in companies that can compound returns over a long period of time. The turnover in the Needham Aggressive Growth Fund and the Needham Growth Fund is between 13 and 15% a year. So that's an average holding period of 6 to 7 years. And I really look to hold for 10 years or more. We really look for companies that can compound wealth over a long period of time.
If you're looking for that kind of long-term period, well, we're in such a goofy period on numbers that trusting it and saying, hey, I can make a purchase expecting it to be long haul would seem to me to be more difficult than ever right now.
Great question. Let me break it down into three parts of the investment process. The first is discovery. And this is where we're looking for new companies to put into the portfolio. And with limited turnover, there aren't too many new ones that get added. But we look for companies that have the potential to grow to be 5 to 10 times their current size, that have great management. And to me, that means founders, family, or long tenured, and that have profitability that's hidden by a major investment period. So first is discovery. And we can hold those companies before anything else happens. It can take a year or so. Then the second is the transition period. And this is where the results start to show through. You start to see some profitability, some growth, but it may take even another year or two before it's widely understood. And then the third period is the hallelujah, hold on. And this is where the numbers are great and the market has discovered the companies and you're getting multiple expansion and the business is growing. So I found that most of the returns come from the holding period, from that hold on period. And you might take a year or two in the earlier periods. And then if you can hold for 6 to 8 years and you were right in identifying a company that can really be 5 to 10 times their current size, and you bought it at a good price, it's really the holding that, which is where the return is.
Well, but you have to have some stones to have that holding period. Don't get me wrong. I talked about your performance. I've looked at your numbers, and I know that your 5-year total returns are really good. But 5 years ago, you were, if not dead last, really close to it in your peer group, if I'm using Morningstar numbers. So at that point, you were out of favor, which presumably for you meant you were loading up and being patient. You got to have something that gives you the courage of your convictions to ride through the rough patch to get to that really good patch you described.
It's really knowing the companies and having the confidence that they have the ability to grow and become much larger. And it can be volatile on an annual basis. You don't know. Is it going to take a year? Is it going to take 2 years? Is it going to take 3 years? And as a result of that, you could trail the averages by a few hundred basis points in a year, and that can push you down in those rankings. I will point out, though, that by the time these companies become holders or quality compounders, their results are better. So they tend to have quality factors that are quite positive, So they have lower leverage, they have higher profitability, and in a period like 2020 with the pandemic, the quality companies, the quality factors outperformed. So the top end of our portfolio, the long-term holdings, really shined in this difficult market environment.
You're talking about what is shining in this market environment. There's a lot of talk right now about rotation going on, that we're heading to a period where value is going to shine, that we're looking at a period where small caps, which you're, the Needham Small Cap Funds, run by one of your colleagues who's been on my show, has been doing great as well. But for you, as you're watching the rotation in the broad market, does that make you concerned about how the fund is going? You know, are we getting away from your sweet spot?
Our mission is to create wealth for long-term investors, and it's by identifying the kind of companies that I talked about. So don't really care about market rotations to value from growth. Our methodology results in quality companies that we think are going to be able to grow for a long period of time. And you've had a big snapback here in the fourth quarter and first quarter of the sectors that are recovery sectors. But to me, many of these companies, they don't have the same growth opportunities, and they have more leverage than in our universe. So we can underperform for a quarter or two, or maybe it's a year. But as I look out, I think the big theme that we're focused on is what I call the great digital acceleration. And I think this time really is different. And COVID has accelerated changes that were already underway. And it's a lot more than Zoom and the obvious work from home stocks. And there's a second and third derivatives that have really are well positioned to benefit. And this is in technology and life sciences and applied technology. And those are the companies and in the segments that we see opportunities.
So give us a, for instance, obviously, if those are the areas that you think are doing well, what's a stock that is there that kind of meets your criteria?
I'll give you a couple here first, and one in each of the categories. So in the discovery area, Digimarc, the symbol DMRC, it's a new addition to the portfolio in 2020. And this the company's mission is that plastic never become waste. And they have a digital watermarking technology that replaces QR codes. And they have worked, they've invested $150 million over 8 years. And this is a huge idea. It's a $600 million market cap. And if things work out, this could be $1 billion-plus revenue company. And they're working with all the major CPG companies, Europe. A lot going on in Europe driving this. But that's an example of a discovery company. In a transition is Bruker. And Bruker makes scientific instruments for life sciences. This is a $9.4 billion market cap. And the big opportunity there is the proteome, which is orders of magnitude more complex than the genome. And they have unique instruments that are used for that. And then the third, the hold, which this stock's been a 12-bagger for us, but I think it has, still has potential to be 5 or 10X, and that company is Vicor, which makes small power conversion devices that save 5 to 10% of the power in a data center. And the same applies for electric vehicles. So that's a hold on. So Digimarc, Bruker, and Vicor are three examples.
What makes you sell? If you've got this courage of your convictions, if you're waiting and willing to wait and you want to have low turnover, what finally makes you sell? Is it, hey, we've reached our goals, time to go? Is it faster horse? Is it this one didn't pan out?
Don't do it for valuation. Occasionally we'll trim if the position gets too large in the portfolio, but it's really that that the thesis is off track. And if I felt that the company just wasn't going to achieve its objectives. Now, that means I'm not getting the top in the stock price. It can easily have started to fall before before I make that decision. It's really all based on the fundamentals.
Well, now we're going to get your quick and dirty take on some stocks my audience is particularly interested in.
Quick. and dirty.
Wow. You're amazing, dude.
Well, we think it's great to have amazing guests like John Barr, and then we put him to your test. And that's what we do in Quick and Dirty here. If you want to participate yourself, if you want to test our guests, you need to send your name, your hometown, and the ticker symbols you're interested in to Chuck at moneylifeshow.com. We'll add them to our list. Hope they make it into an interview soon. John is portfolio manager for the Needham Growth Fund and the Needham Aggressive Growth Fund. NeedhamFunds.com for more information. We start today with a request from David in Grass Valley, California. He wants to know about NVIDIA, ticker NVDA.
So NVIDIA is a buy, and NVIDIA, so it's core enabling technology, providing advanced semiconductors. It fits right into our thesis of the great digital acceleration. I'm really excited about their purchase of ARM and their ability to replace Intel in the data center over the next few years. So I think NVIDIA is great. And I have a derivative on NVIDIA for you, which is Taiwan Semiconductor, which is their NVIDIA's manufacturing partner. And they really are the winner in semiconductor manufacturing across the board. Very important company.
It's a buy and then a bonus buy. It's a buy on NVIDIA, NVDA, and also Taiwan Semiconductor, TSMC. Next, for Mark in Mitchell, South Dakota, KLA 10 Core, ticker KLAC.
So KLA supplies equipment that's used to measure semiconductors and for inspection for semiconductor manufacturing. Ties into what we were talking about with NVIDIA and Taiwan Semiconductor. Very much a buy. PE is 21 times next year and 48 billion market cap, and will benefit from advanced semiconductor manufacturing, which I think has significant tailwinds behind it.
So it's a buy on KLAC, KLA 10 Core.
Sounds like the opportunity of a lifetime.
Next, for Ellen in Harbor Springs, Michigan, it's International Business Machines. That, of course, is IBM.
I'm going to give IBM a sell. The problem with IBM is there's no growth, and they do not really have the same tailwinds that are driving this great digital acceleration. They have elements of it, but not much. So despite its low multiple, I think there are other places to put your capital.
Interesting that I guess the bigger message is they're not going to be the one that benefits from the digital acceleration. They're just not participating enough there for you.
Not in the same way that other companies are.
Oh boy, that sounded bad.
That is a sell on IBM International Business Machines. Tom in Madison, Wisconsin, and Rick in York, Pennsylvania, both wanted to know about American Tower Corp. That's AMT.
So American Tower is a buy. Like it a lot. It's in the funds. They benefit from growth in mobile data. They're a prime beneficiary of this great digital acceleration. And coming soon is 5G wireless communications. They'll benefit from that. It's got about a 2.5% yield. I think it's a terrific company. And I will give a bonus derivative here, which is Equinix, which is one of the leading data center companies. And all of the cloud applications run in data centers. And there are significant trends behind it. It is also a REIT. AMT is a REIT. And Equinix has about a 2% yield. So those are two great companies. Equinix is also held in the Needham Aggressive Growth Fund, as is Taiwan Semiconductor.
So, disclosures out of the way, it's buys on AMT, American Tower Corp, and Equinix, EQIX.
I'm in this for the long haul.
Last, again for Rick in York, Pennsylvania, this time shared with Mike in Redwood City, California. Well, we just went from AMT to AMAT. That's Applied Materials.
This is a buy. Applied Materials is the leading semiconductor capital equipment company. The same trends we talked about with KLA and Taiwan Semi and NVIDIA, they benefit from. I think it's a great company. Multiple is 18 times next year. Like it a lot. And I'm going to give a derivative on this too, which is Lam Research. These are the two largest semiconductor capital equipment and technology companies. You can't build semiconductors without them. And semiconductors are going to be everywhere in data centers and in automobiles. And I think this sector is a major focus for us with our funds, and we own many of the smaller cap companies.
Okay, so you've given us a couple of bonus picks. I have to ask a question. Do you favor one over the other, or when you're giving us what you've called a derivative pick, is it you're not going wrong with either of these? We like them equally.
Not going wrong with either of them. Applied Materials and Lam Research compete in some areas and are complementary in others. They're both great.
So we finish on a high note with another buy, this time on Applied Materials, AMAT, but also on Lam Research, LRCX.
Buy, buy, buy! Is that all you can think about?
Well, we had a sell in there, but now we've got to think about goodbyes because we have to say our goodbyes to John Barr. But John, it's always great to chat with you. Thanks for the time. Appreciate it. Stay safe. We'll do this again down the line.
Thank you very much, Chuck.
That's John Barr, portfolio manager for Needham Growth Fund and Needham Aggressive Growth. To get more information, needhamfunds.com. And by the way, while you're there, look for their manager commentary. We have their link to their commentary linked up on the Money Life Show guest page. We'll be back to wrap up this show, tell you where John agree with and disagree with some others, and let you know what's coming next week before we send you home for the weekend, right after this message.